We're out this morning at Fannin Tree Farm in Frisco. It's Texas Arbor Day today, and they've got their big sale going on all weekend. All trees are on sale, and they all come with a one-year Fannin guarantee. Hardline's going to be out here as well from 3 to 7 doing their show after our big coverage of the Rangers Championship Parade, which will go from 10 until 3 here on the ticket. Stop it with the invasion and the sweet spot. And since we're out here at Fannin, we like to do this from time to time. Gordo is going to take out the wireless microphone. Come in, Gordo.
He loves sound effects.
He's rummaging through the table of snacks.
I'm doing ASMR. What are you looking at over here and laughing at?
Picture of Bruce Bochy driving a go-kart with Morocco Mole.
Okay.
And he's wearing a fez.
Why have you become such an idiot?
I'm not.
That why did you
applies
decide?
To what we were talking about earlier in the fez, and I said Morocco Mole.
With all
one.
The serious stuff that's going on in the world, you're looking at cartoons, and I'm doing ASMR over here. I figured we'd talk to the big crowd that we have assembled here.
Man, they hear that you're going to be on the wireless, and they just take off.
As soon as you announced that, they scattered like roaches. Unbelievable. But we still do have a few people here. Let's talk to this fine young gentleman. What's your name, sir?
It's Paige.
Paige. It's our old friend Paige.
Yay.
Who
Yay.
Has been here. How many times have we been here and you've shown up?
At least five or six. I think we're at six now.
That's dedication right there.
Yeah.
How old are you now, Paige?
I'm 17.
17. And so you are a senior?
Senior in high school at Heritage High School.
Okay. And I know I always ask you about your college plans. Is it still the same?
Yeah, I'm in the process of applying. I'm going to apply to UT. That's my dream school. But I've also applied to the University of Arkansas and a few schools in Boston as well.
Mm-hmm. Boston,
now, UT,
wow.
It's different getting into UT now than it was when I was a kid, because now it's hard to get into.
Yes. To be automatically accepted, you have to be in the top 6%, which in a competitive school like mine is really difficult. And so now it's just up to chance, pretty much. Are my scores enough? Is my essay enough? So
isn't that something? You can make straight A's, but if you don't take the right classes, your GPA is not going to be high enough to be in the top, like she was saying, 6%.
So
don't laugh at that.
I'm in the top 50, even though I have over a 4.0. I have a 4.4,
wow.
And I'm
wow.
I make the top 50, but I don't make the top 25.
What do you think our class rank would be now?
Oh my God! With my 2.1,
if you would have even told me that somebody had a 4.4, I wouldn't have understood what
right.
you were
what do you
saying.
4.4.
I thought it only goes up to four. What do you mean 4.4? Make any
Can't
sense?
Get over two.
Yeah, I swear like half my dumbass friends went to UT back in the day.
Yeah, back in the day it wasn't like this.
Well, we're rooting for you, Paige.
Thank you, thank you.
Now, what happened to your dad?
Well, he works in sales, and that's all he does all day. And so he had to go take a conference call about sales.
Do you know what he sells?
And go do his job.
Yeah.
Okay. I know a lot of P1s were thinking that I was being led into a bear trap of, hey, what happened to your dad? Well, he clutched his heart and passed out in a plate of spaghetti about 3 months ago.
Bingo.
But no, I knew him because I'd seen him here earlier today. And so you drove your own car up here.
I did. I'm skipping first period to be here. So I'm sorry, Mom, if you're listening. I'm sorry. Dad gave me permission.
Yeah, she's a good kid. She can miss one class.
Yeah, I think it's do most of your friends have their license at 17?
Honestly, the number's going down for, like, how many people get their license immediately at 16. I got my license the day I turned 16.
There you go.
But I have one really close friend, and we drive around everywhere together.
Because she or he does not have a license?
I'm just the mom of the group, I guess, and mm-hmm. So I just drive her around, even though she has her license.
Oh, she does have her license.
Yeah, she does
she still like to drive.
She does have it.
Did your dad buy you a nice car?
Yeah, he gave me his old 2015 Subaru Legacy.
Hey, that's not a bad car.
Yeah, not bad.
And it's not that old, only 8 years old.
Honestly, I love it. It's like my little baby. I call her Susie. Mm-hmm. And she's like, she warms my heart. I see her every day, and I love her.
And how are things going in the romance department, if I may ask?
It's dry. There's no one.
Oh, that's okay.
It's okay.
High school dating's the worst.
Well,
anyway.
I didn't even go to HOCO. I went to the Longhorns game instead. Mm-hmm. So
okay.
I skipped HOCO and went to Austin.
You know, I don't remember us calling it HOCO either, and now that's
a thing. That's a big thing.
Everybody calls it HOCO. HOCO.
Is she a Taylor Swift fan, and what does she think of the Chiefs and
She can
Taylor.
Hear you. You don't need me to ask her.
Ask her if she has kept up with Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce.
Oh, that's all I talk about. My dad gets so annoyed, but my mom is in on me with it. But every Sunday I'm checking, making sure that Taylor isn't in the box. I went to go see her concert in Arlington. It was the best experience of my life.
Yeah. Wow. Talked about that last time.
I went as Speak Now. I wore a purple dress, and I traded bracelets, and I got one that says Teardrops on My Guitar, which is my mom's favorite song. So it was a great experience.
See there? She's a big Swiftie.
I know. She told us that last time. Do you think she'll be in Frankfurt on Sunday?
I don't know. She just released a new album, so I'm sure she's doing press for that and stuff. So
she just released another album?
Well, she did a re-recording, so 1989, Taylor's version.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, so she released 5 new songs and slammed Harry Styles, and it was the best.
Yeah.
What does she have against Harry Styles?
Well, she dated him in, 2013, he left her on a boat, and she references that in a song, Blue Dress on a Boat, and... just completely, you should listen to it.
He seems like a real jerk, that Harry Styles, doesn't he?
Yeah, didn't he, what was that relationship he was part of?
You are a big jerk.
Olivia. In the movie that she directed?
Yeah, Olivia Wilde, and Don't Worry, Darling. I didn't really like that movie. Sorry, Olivia. But it was, the press tour for that was just bonkers.
She knows all the tea.
Oh, yeah, she does.
Yeah.
Can you imagine
once
Travis Kelce dumps her for some stripper, what song she's going to write about him?
Yeah, he will.
Well, I'm rooting for them, but the songs will be awesome. I am happy she's finally dating an American. She, hit the British people for a while.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so she's finally dating an American who has a car because her old boyfriend did not have a car. And...
you know everything.
She's a Swiftie.
I'm a Swiftie.
She can't help it.
Which relationship of hers do you hate the most?
Definitely John Mayer. Jake Gyllenhaal's a close second, but John Mayer, she was 19, he was 32. It was not a good... Dear John, though, best song ever. One of the best songs.
Yeah, okay. Have you ever heard John Mayer say anything that was offensive?
Yeah, he tried to sue her for defamation after that song came out, saying that it, because it, name-dropped him. And she was like, that didn't hurt him.
Why would you want to sue someone for defecation, though? That seems weird.
Defamation.
See, why would you want that?
The vocabulary for you just isn't there, but you know what? You can try your best.
I didn't get in top 50% of my top 50. You're top 50 in your class, right?
Yes.
Go
in
the water.
It's okay. You can get there eventually.
Yeah, we got to go.
89th percentile in my.
Not bad.
Yeah,
not bad. Top 100. All right, we got to go.
Okay, thank you so much, Paige.
Way to go, Paige.
Thanks for being
here.
Thank you,
Paige. Good luck to you.